זה לא במנהוגים לפרוש השכר ל... People don't know the halachas. A lot of mechshoilis come out. We'll try to go over the core halachas, the protim, more and more, the halachas v'afrosh haschale. I'll first maybe start the seder v'afrosh haschale, and then we'll go back more and more protim, if you how much we could. Lemaisa, the ikar minig is, לא אחר תסרול, אז החומרי, אבל בעיקר מיניק, הוא נסקבל על פי לחזניש, that from a kilo 200 gram, that it's around in a normal flour, it's a package plus a cup, you mafrish chale, without a broche. That in American cheshbonos is like 3 pounds and 10, almost 11, maybe 10.9 inch. But this is lemaise. This is the ikar shiur, that a kilo 200 gram, you have to lekatchila mafrish chala without a broch. When you have a kilo 660, lefi Reb Chaim Noe, you make a broche. Lefi the Chazanish, you only make a broche if you have 2 kilo, 250 gram. So, the Ika, most people already are saying, Reb Chaim Noe, Lemai said, they make a broch already from 1 kilo, 660 or 70. The Machmirim are makbid for a broch, they have 2 kilo, 250 grams, 2 kilo and a quarter. Now, is a halacha lemoshal that so we lemaisa makbid if a person has a kilo 200, you mafrish chala without a brocha. If you have 2 kilo 250, you mafrish with a brocha. Only if a person lemoshal had, and we'll see soon more than afkaminas, he had a kilo 200, so he was mafrish without a brocha. Then he adds some flour inside. Now he has more. So he has to be mafrish again. But again without a bracha. Because maybe the first time that he was mafrish chala, it was yaitzah. It's only one case that he will have to be mafrish again with a bracha. He had lomazog in 1 kilo 200. Now he adds another kilo 200. Altogether he has 2 kilo 400. So, לפי לחזניש, for sure, could make a broch. Now, מה נפשך? If the first afrosha was not chal, so now you could make a broch. If the first one was chal, the second one is also a reason to make a broch. So, it's a lot of times an afkamina, the bail, it's not such an afkamina. Where it happens, I'll tell you where it happens a lot of times. A lot of people, when they bake in their house, don't even try to bake once. So, long as a person makes a dough, he's mafrish chala. He has a kilo 200. Kilo 200. He's mafrish with a broch. They without a broch. Then a lot of times with the day they do the dough, you don't want the dough to stick to the table. So you put some flour on the table. And on top of the table, or the sheet that you do the dough, and you put some flour inside. There, the pshat is, now you add it to the shear. So you have the mafrish chala again. For sure, if the flour just stick there, it doesn't become a part of the dough, but eventually it will be cooked to be a part of the dough. So you have to know that when you mafrish without a broche, if you add chala or you add dough or something inside, could be now you'll be chayav bebroche. Could be now you'll be chayav b'afrosh es chala. The afrosh es chala from before didn't work. A lot of times people have a small shear. But then they had a couple little pieces left and they put them together. Could be now the chai b'afrosh haschala. So you have to know every time when you mafrish without a broche, it's not only time you mafrish without a broche, then if you need to know the halacha that it's called afrosh without a broche, that if you add a little bit more, Eilechanami could be Yubichai Be'afrosh Aschar. Or the Nafkimina will be, the Etzem happens a lot of times in houses. Maybe I'll say later Keseda, or to make the Amchosh Asayyonim. A person, Lama Zogim, is a Aloche, what is Mitzalef? You have Afrosh Aschar. So you have dough. As we said, you have to have flour, 1.2 kilos. We don't count the water. We got the flour. So you have 1.2 kilos. Mafresh without a bracha. If you add more, maybe now you chayev. If a person has two doughs, one is 1 kilo, and the other one is a second kilo. Every dough on his own is not chayev b'afresh aschal. If you put them together, they chayev. What makes them to put together? So the Moshe, they are in two different dishes. And it's a neshicha, it's called a bite. That the two doughs are touching each other, and when you pull them like it, you'll see a stretch in between them, it's called the neshicha. So it's mitzaref, and now I have 2 kilos. As another thing that is called tziruf, we'll see it later when we go into the protim. After it's baked, you put all the cookies in one basket, it's chay b'afrosh aschal. This happens a lot of times in the end of Purim. The person gets a lot of hamantash from all different people. And before he throws it in the garbage, yeah, he puts all the hamantash in one big basket. This is called tziruf sal. I will explain later when the tziruf sal is mechayev. Yeah? The badatz, the moshel, are very machmer. They learn if you put it in one freezer, the freezer is mitzaref it. So the moshel, you bake one cake, two cakes, three cakes, five cakes. Now the freezer, pitom is mitzchayev bechale. We'll see later the shiurim, what is called tziruf sal, legabi a freezer. So a person knows, okay, if you're not mafrish chale, he can hear the shiur once, tziruf sal, a fridge, a freezer, but that's a shiur zalman, he can use a word to the chumras, he heard the shiur. Okay, but shishi, he heard the shiur. Say, about. But this person, all the people that sent the mishvach monas, signed that we're mafrish chale, so he feels all beseder, yeah? But these people were mafrish chale, they didn't have a shiur. They are mafrish on a shir. Now it's a tziruf sal. So I'm saying when a person is mafrish with al brocha, he has to remember this is not 100% that it was mafrish. Could be it's nothing what he did. He made 5 hamantash. He was mafrish chale, he writes, I took out tumas and maizes chale, done. Say that. He sends it to the person, he gets him 5 people such hamantash. Now all of his hamantash together, he has a shir of hamantash that is chay bechale. So he's eating now Zach on Afrosh Aschala. We'll see about when the Hamantash HaMitztaref or not. I'm just trying to explain that when a person has to remember, yeah, we mafrish chala, we machmir from 1.2 kilos. But to know that it's called a we machmir. But a brocha lefi Reb Chaim Noy only from 1.660 kilos. Or if you're the chaznish from 2.250 kilos. So b'mele, when it's 200, 250, this is potter, finish. So even if you add a lot of cookies, these cookies don't count. These cookies already were mufresh. The new cookies, if the new cookies take any lafrosh as chal, it's later. If not, not. The shiur of Rosh Aschale, again later we'll go to the protein. Shiur of Rosh Aschale, the Ikar Adin, in time of the Gemara, Be'ez Hashem, Ibn Abis HaMikdosh, the Halachas will be back, is Echot from 1 of 24 or 1 of 48. Bizman Azeh, the Ikar Adin, the Maise, the Poiskim, Paskim, even Bechutz La'oretz, that the Ikar Adin, the Kohen, is allowed to eat Trumet Chalot Meir. The Maise, we mafrish kol shu. But the minig is to be mafrish akizayis. The minig is the frosh aschala is to mafrish akizayis. Even so, Shemazam said, if a person buys a roll, the marshal, and it was not mafrish chala yet in the bakery, Shemazam says he doesn't have to take off akizayis. There'll be nothing left of the roll. He could be makel to do mashu. But we have to know, the Iker Minig is to do Kizayis, but Be'etzem, the Iker Adin, you could do Mashu. Now, what you do with the Chale, that you were Mafrish, so the Minig was, I say it was bought down, to burn it. It's a Mitzvah Sreife. Shemazam al-Erebach says that in that days they burned it in the big ovens, they threw it into the fire. Today we don't have so much fire in our ovens. So where you burn it? So you have a couple options. You could put it inside the oven, but then Lemaise, Shemazam says, for sure not to put it when chalas are inside. And even when there's no chalas inside, if you put it on a tray, could be a bliya in the tray of a chala, and then you can't eat it anymore. So it's only if you wrap it in silver foil well, and you put it inside when nothing is inside. Because of that, a lot of people today, that they're scared that when you burn the challah, it will come to a takole, they wrap it with a piece of paper. The poskim say to wrap it in a double wrap, even in a plastic bag, to wrap it double, and you could throw it to the garbage. You mevat mitzvah sreifa. There's different answers why bezman hazeh. The ikir answer is that the tiny that is no chisol mevat mitzvah sreifa bezman hazeh, because all of us are tome, and the iso became tome before it became chala. The mitzvah sreifa is an chala shenitmel. But when the iso was tome mitchiloso, meikar adin could be is no din sreifa. Could be is no din sreifa meikar adin an iso shenitmel. The Tziruf Moshe said that come to Chashash Takole today. If you leave it, people will come to have blias. People put it on the grates, and there's a blia in the grates when they burn it. So again, people don't want to keep the old minig avada kodesh omaloi, but he has to not do it, to wrap it well with silver foil and not to put it inside, to put it like on a grate, not inside a pan. Not like somewhere that the food really doesn't go inside it, and to cover it with silver foil, and not to do it in the time the food is inside. If he did it when food was inside, you have to ask a shayla. Now, lekatchila b'mafrish chale when it's dough, lo yifrish when it's dough, it could be mafrish even after it's baked. And Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to eat before hafroshas chale, it's like tevel. Mechutz la'aretz, me'ikar adin, you're allowed to eat even before the mafrish challah. Because you have to be mafrish challah after it. Avada lekatchila, you have to mafrish challah before you eat. But if it's in Shabbos and you forgot to be mafrish challah, you leave a piece and you mafrish challah after Shabbos. That's the ikar halacha. So suffolk how it works. This is be'etzem ikar halacha. I want now to go Seder Advarim, and we'll see, there's a lot of protein. We'll see a Seder Advarim. Min HaToyro is Chale, is Chayev, only Beretz Yisrael, b'chutz la'aretz is no Chiyuv Chale. In Eretz Yisrael also you have to have, b'zman she Yisrael yoshim al admosom, b'zman she ein Yisrael yoshim al admosom, b'meile Chale b'zman hazeh es derabonam. מכל מוקרים חזל ומחייב בהפריש חלה בין בארץ ישראל בין בחוץ לארץ שלא יתשתוק אחתר אז חלה. But it's good to know that it's a derabonon because Bav will come to all of the shalis and the sfeikas. בזמן הגמורה that we say that חלס ארץ ישראל is חייב את חלס חוץ לארץ is פטורה. Or even בזמן הזה we have חומוס in חלס ארץ ישראל we go to feed the mokem הגלגול. If the flour came from Chutz La'aretz, but they baked in Eretz Yisrael, it's chayev like chalas Eretz Yisrael. If it came from Eretz Yisrael and it was baked in Chutz La'aretz, it has a halacha of Chutz La'aretz. Now, the halacha of chale, I want to start the first halacha. The halacha of chale is when the dough was made to do bread. Bread doesn't have to be dafka bread. Even pasta bobekisni is called bread. Everything that has turisa denahab. Now, the halachas in chale are like this. As a musik, tchiloso iso, vesoifo isufgoni. Tchiloso sufgonim vesoifo iso. And I will explain. Tchiloso sufgonim vesoifo iso. Some say that in the beginning is soft and in the end is hard. The example is a chocolate cake. Tchiloso sufgonim. When you see the dough of chocolate cake, you could lick it. It's garnished. It's a liquid. Soifo iso. Comes out of the oven. It's a normal piece of cake. It's chayev b'chala or it's not chayev b'chala. We pass in tchilosoi iso. And tchilosoi sufgoni v'soifo iso is chayev is b'chala. If it's tchilosoi sufgoni v'soifo sufgoni, for example, you have like a cereal, like the kids eat, I don't know how to call it, the wheat. What? Oatmeal, these things. So, okay, you have to know when the pieces that come, how they come. I don't know exactly if they bake them or they just come chopped pieces. But if in the end it's rako, deer doesn't have a terusa dinam, it doesn't look like a bread, and it's soft, it's not chai b'chala. But if you have tchilosei rako v'soifo iso, it's chayev es bechala. So be'etzem, a chocolate cake is chayev bechala. Shmir Shabbos Gilchosa told me once that he was sitting at a convention. It's not of Choshev Yidin. Choshev Hotel that has a Choshev Echshev. And they served chocolate cake. And everyone was eating. So he went down to the dining room. And he met the cook. He asked him, you took challah off the chocolate cake? I said, challah for chocolate cake? With sugar? He said, I don't know, tchilosei sufgonim, soifo iso chayev es bechallah. He said, I don't know. He called the guy that's in charge. He said, this hotel, the hechsher, they gave a hechsher, decided to be a very good hechsher. They took a Haredi lady, a daughter of a choshev family. She's mamish in charge and everything. She said, listen, I'm coming from a frum family. We never took off challah of chocolate cake. Don't know what this rub was. My father was my grandfather was So he said, I'll tell you why, because in your house, chocolate cake has maybe 2 cups of flour. Here in this hotel, you know how big is the chocolate cake? You could swim inside a pot. It's like 5 kilos of flour at least. It's chayev es bechal. It's chayev es bechal. Now, not all of the Rabbonim agree with this psak. Some taina that because most of the chocolate cake, roiv is not flour, roiv is not flour, and you feel the sweetness of the other things much more, b'meile it's not chayev es bechal. Because of that, the poiskim say la'aloche, if you have a chocolate cake that has a shir, to be mafrish chale on a broch. So again, everyone sits in the shir here and says, okay, it's very nice to hear the shir. It's not so nagel mice. I'm not planning to be a cook in a hotel. First, when you go away for Pesach, once all these hotels, or to all these places, you have to know that Mr. Medir, they don't know these halachas. Yeah, the shir bochim that decide to be mashgichim don't know these halachas. But not only that, I'll tell you why. You have a chocolate cake in your freezer. Soon we'll go back to halachah of tziruf. And you put a lot of hamantash inside. So you have lamazon and chocolate cake has 2 cups of flour. You decided, as even before Pesach, hey dear, Taki doesn't have flour, but it's bad story, but I'm just giving the example that, you know, some people buy these freezers, and the whole freezer is full of chocolate cakes, yeah? So they have 10 chocolate cakes inside the freezer. If they have 10 chocolate cakes inside the freezer, could be a tziruf sal. And if it's a tziruf sal, could be to be chayev bechala. We'll get back to the halacha of tziruf sal. But I'm trying to explain again. It's a mistake in the Welt's cup that a chocolate cake is not chayev bechala. Chocolate cake is chayev bechala. Tchilos es sufgonim v'seif v'yisu chayev es bechala. It's because there's no shiur. And also, some poskim hold because it's made with a lot of
Andere Sachen, it's not Chayim Bechale.
There's another reason, and I want to bring that reason because some people don't know it. The Poskim have a machlekes, I'm going back to Chale. Person makes Chale, you mafrish Kishir, you mafrish Chale. Right? You make Chale for Shabbos. With what? You do Chale. You take flour, what do you put inside the flour? What do you put inside the flour of the chalas? Some people put water, some people only put eggs. If you only put eggs, the poiskim hold la aloche, you mafrish chale on a broche. Has to be water inside. The Rabbi Kivenge says that doesn't have to be roiv water, it could be even mute water is bechayev. In a lot of chocolate cakes, there's no eggs. Lemaise, if you put oil, it's really something else. And bederech klal, most of these things have oil. And if you have oil, oil is like water. But you have to know, if you don't have water, if you only have eggs, so if you only have eggs, it's not chayav b'chale. If you have oil, so you have to know, a lot of times, some of these chocolate cakes, maybe taki don't have these things. You have to know the metzias. But I'm saying, the ikar halacha is, a chocolate cake is chayav b'chale, again, without a brocha, even if it has the sheer flour inside, but to know, legabi tzirufim, that is mitzvah. We'll go right on the halacha of tchilosoi, rako b'seifa sufgoni. So we know something that is in the beginning liquid and then it's a bread, it's chayav. But it has to be that then it's a bread. If it's not a bread in the end, if it stays soft in the end, it's not chayav. Now, there's another thing that is called lokshin. Lokshin be'etzem amizoynus. How they make the lokshin? So when they make the lokshin in the beginning, it's tchilosoi iso. Paste like a dough, but it's soifer sufgoni. It's made in the end to cook. It's not made in the end to bake. It's made to cook. So tchiloso yiso of a soifer sufgoni. It's p'turim nachal. It's p'turim nachal because it's not. While it's tchiloso yiso of a soifer sufgoni, it's p'turim nachal. Lemaise, we are machmir that yesh oimim the Shulchan Aruch say tchilosoi iso v'seifer sufganim is already chayav b'chale. Why? The same thing we said tchilosoi sufganim v'seifer iso chocolate cake. It's chayav b'chale. If in the beginning it's a iso and it's seifer sufganim, it's chayav b'chale. So b'meile, all of the bakeries, the badats, all the lokshin, they take chale off before they give it to you. They have the big pace in the place, they take chale. Because tchilos ha'isa v'sofer sufganim is chayav b'chale.
What?
So now here's a big shot. When we have lokshin stam that are cooked in a pot, say it, they don't have tzurus ha'dinam. Then you get the lokshin and you make a kugel out of it. And you bake the kugel. So be'etzem, it's tchilos iso, and in the end, it's again soifa iso. It was tchilos iso, and soifa iso. So now be'etzem, it has to be chayav b'chale. So if now it has to be chayav b'chale, so l'chura, even if they mafrish in the badatz, because the choshesh to the shittas, that tchilos iso v'seifes ufgonim is chayev. But now when it became a kugel, And they'll be chayev again. And be'etzem, here has been a big machlekes. Rabbi Eliashiv holds it has a terusa d'name. A lokshin kugel is called terusa d'name. So b'meile it's sefer isa. If it's sefer isa, it's chayev. If it's sefer isa, it's chayev. Shem Zaman holds it doesn't have a terusa d'name. Now, some say, Chaim Greinemann Tainez, the marshal, that even if it has a Torisa de Nahame, because the lokshin are cooked before they make the kugel from them, the way they do most times, they cook the lokshin, and after it's already cooked, they put it in the oven. So he says, if it already became cooked, and it became onachale, when you make it again bake, it's not called that it gets a Torisa de Nahame. But Be'etzem, the vikuach was Be'etzem with the Badatz. The Badatz shita is the true in Minchas Yitzchok. They mafrish challah when they do the lokshins in the beginning. Now, then the private people come and they do kugel out of it. The halacha is, if someone had chilosai sufgonim, or isal minas lasai sufgonim, because it doesn't have a torisa dinami, and in the end you baked with it, it's chayiv. So v'meile, not only that, not only what you baked is chayiv, could be everything is chayiv. So the question is, now that you bake a kugel, lechul, you have to be mafrish challah again from the kugel. Because the kugel now has a torisa d'naham lefi Rabbi Eliashiv. Chaim Greinemann brings down derech emuna. So v'meile, so the machmirim be'etzem are makpid every time when they have a lokshin kugel to mafrish challah from the lokshin kugel. Dein Weistein is low. That if they say that it's chayev, so the challah that he took in the beginning, even that then it was not chayev, but aval is nisbar lemafreya that it became reiso, so lemafreya the challah that the badatz took off in the beginning helped even for the kugel that he took out later. So most poskim lemaise are not machmir. You know, Bnei Brak is people that are machmir, and they mafrish challah again. It means lemaise they don't eat in every kiddush that they serve kugel, because the kugel Yerushalmi that has all the hechsherim, they don't take off again. I'm saying, it's what to be saying of, because Rabbi Shem Zalman holds that it doesn't have a Torisa d'Nahame. Nafkemina Lamosh, Rabbi Shem Zalman holds that one of the reasons that they ate kugel Yerushalmi in Yerushalayim, is that Rabbi Shem Zalman, because he holds that in the Kiddush, it's not Kviya Suda, even if you eat a couple of pieces. Because it doesn't have a Shem Pasim Abakislim. But Shem Rabbi Eliashiv holds that it has a Torisa d'Nahame, so it has a Shem Pasim Abakislim, so if you eat a couple of pieces, it's again, it's a problem of Kviya Suda. And the Kiddush in the morning. But I'm saying, so you have Rav Shlomo Zalman, you have Dayan Weiss, that Dayan Weiss time is that the Afrosh Aschala, the Badatz took off before, helps even if later you decide in the end to do it. And Meile, B'chai Gavne, you don't have to be mafrish again.
Why was the Badatz mafrish?
What?
Why was the Badatz mafrish?
The Badatz is mafrish in the beginning because Esau, Menas, Las, Yisuf, Gonim, the shit is that is Chayev B'chala. Right. It's a Isra Gmur in the beginning, the Choshesh to the Shittas, that is Chayev. And we made also the Choshesh that maybe some people will do different things with that. But the Iker is that Badatz is Choshesh to the Shittas, that Chilos to Isra, the Sefer of Ganim, even though we pass him that you're not Chayev. How is it? Chilos to Isra, Ova, Amanas Levashlo, Letagno, or Leyabshu, Yeshpoim, Yeshmachmirim. So maybe the Badatz, they take off challah from all the places, and also because of that. But lemaisa said the Badatz takes off, even from less things, the Badatz takes off challah.
But the machlokes for Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Eliashiv is that they add some noodle itself, but a noodle throughout
no,
the Kabbalah?
No, but it's cooked.
No,
no, right, not, but it's baked when it's baked again.
Do you think lasagna will be the same challah, or will be lasagna?
I don't.
Lasagna, they make it, it's hard.
No,
lokshin,
no,
they
for
don't
sure.
Make it first. They don't cook it first, and then they make it again. They make it into the muscle.
The lasagna, they do it lasagna right away. They take the big pieces.
They take the hard pieces.
It's
cooked.
It's cooked.
It's
cooked.
It's
cooked. It's cooked. It's cooked. It's
cooked. It's cooked. It's cooked.
It's cooked. It's cooked. It's cooked. It's cooked. It's cooked. It's cooked. It's cooked. It's cooked. It's cooked. It's cooked. It's cooked. It's cooked. It's cooked. It's cooked. It's cooked. It's cooked. It's cooked. It's cooked. It's cooked. No one knows, it's a machlekes besvor, it's hard to know what is called Torisa d'Nahame. That's what it's called Torisa d'Nahame. But lasagna, I think it's more like a tapshin. So it has a Torisa d'Nahame. Because if it will have a Torisa d'Nahame, it will be If you eat a piece of lasagna, be chayav because I'm Muslim, it has cheese inside. What? We're not speaking of noodles. I said on the kugel. On the kugel. The shine on the kugel. If it has, not the noodles. If the kugel has a tourist in the name. The lasagna doesn't have a shame of tourist in the name to say that it's called, that is nischayev again. That it would be safe, that it could be considered safe for Isa to be chayev the challah again. Stavah. But again, lemaisa, the badatz takes off. The nafkamina is, if you go to different achsherim, I don't want to speak about these achsherim, yeah, but I don't know. Some achsherim, I don't know what they do lemaisa, you know, if they mafrish when they do a kugel, you know, you buy lokshin from different achsherim, achsherim from vu, yeah? And if it doesn't have a hechsher, so you rely on it. And then could be business chayav later bechala. Could be business chayav later bechala. Because they were never mafresh before. We'll go by it. So a person, we said again, so a person lemaise, the halacha is that tchilas is sufgoni v'seifa isa yumafresh chala lekul alme. We pass again. Chilas Isa v'seifa sufgonim seifa levasher. It's a shal if you have to be mafrish chala or not. The ma'aseh today they're mafrish chala and all these things in the beginning. So b'meile, even if in the end it's seifa Isa and it has a turisa d'nahame, they want to say that it's potu lefi dishitas. Now there's another halacha in chala that we said that even if a person doesn't have a shiur, but there's a musar that you mitzarev two parts together, and while you mitzarev two parts together, b'meile, the chayef. We said you can be mitzarev it when it's dough, and a zach that is called tziruf sal. A zach that is called tziruf sal. Now, the tziruf sal you need when you want to be mechayev. The moshel, we'll take matzahs. We're makpid, hand matzah. We do less from kashiyu chale. It's aloch in Luchis Pesach. That the shiur of the dough was less from kashiyu chale. So see if the tough men vote. Shiur, that machine matzahs, the poison can have kulis, why you're allowed to do heavy dough more from shiur. But in hand matzahs, we do small shiur. Then we mafrish chale, we have a tzir of sal. Now, it's different in chatim, this where it could be the tzir of sal. Could be when it goes out, they have the place that they put it together there. A table on its own is not called a tziruf sal. It has to be something that puts it together. So if you have one big dish, for sure it's called tziruf sal. But what would it be if you don't have, you have a couple boxes together. So, ole moshel, even if you have a tziruf sal, if they stick out of the sal, it's also not good. So the place can bring down, Me'ikar Adin is that you put, if you have the marshal, everything in one big box, but some are sticking out. If you put a towel on top, it makes the tziruf. The marshal, if it's on the table, so but the heaven is enough to put a towel on top. Katchil, you have to have a towel on the bottom and wrap it together with a big, even a plastic tablecloth is also enough to cover it together to make it a mitzaref like a tziruf sal. Like a tziruf sal. Lekatchile has to be that the boxes will not be closed. Lamazon, you have a couple of boxes of matzah. So lekatchile, you want the marshal to do a tziruf sal. And again, you have to make a tziruf sal that all of them will be chayav, that you can be mafrish. If you don't make a tziruf sal, so you can't be mafrish. So you can put all of them together for sure. But you put a big tablecloth on the table, you open all the boxes, and you cover it with a bag, and this makes a tziruf sal. This makes a tziruf sal that together them is chayav. Now, so for sure, like Katchila, we said you have to have a tziruf sal. The more that you can have, it's better. Oh, but this is also what you have it called a tziruf sal. Came the poiskim, and this the badatz came, and the malrich haredi, and they claim, Abarazei, now the halacha is, maybe it will be mad. Tziruf sal is only things that you're not makpid that they will be with each other. If you have something milchiks and something fleishiks, and you don't want them to touch, or cheesecake with a pie of cake, even they're together, it's not a tziruv sal, you makpid that they will not touch each other. You makpid that they will not touch each other. Or lemosha, something belongs to two different people, it's not mitzvah. Now, the shaila is, a lot of times, lemosha, a person has a chocolate cake, a marble cake, a honey cake. So lemosha, when he's baking them, there's no tziruv. Because he doesn't want the doughs to touch each other. You don't want the chocolate dough to touch the marble cake. No. Dear Take, there's no tziruv. Even b'neshich is a machlekes if it's a tziruv, because you don't want it to get together. But when it's done already, you're not makbid. I'll make it more clear and you'll understand what I'm speaking about. Hamantash, chocolate cookies, jelly cookies. When you bake them, you can't have them touching with each other. It'll be one mikmush. Very makbid that jelly cookies will not touch. But after that, you bichlal that makbid together. And this is b'etzem what the Badatz came in the Madrich HaCharedi, and they claim that what happens in Mishloach Manos, people get all these things, and they put them together, and they put them in one basket. B'meile, it's Mischayev as Tziruv Sal. And they came and said, not only, even a fridge, even a freezer is called a Tziruv Sal. Shlomo Zalman was very maker on it. He said, if there are different shelves, if there are different trays. Said even in Tziruv Sal, some shit is sold that it has to touch each other, has to be in the same Noigim Zebezeh. Over here, it's separate trays, separate papers, Mechateis, if it's in separate bags. And I'm saying again, for sure not to be mafrish with a bracha, and if it's closed in bags, and not even open, separate bags in the freezer, Iker Apsak, if most of the poiskim is not to be machmir about it. But the Meiser, the Badatz, claim that Lekatchila is a mokim to be machmir. And then again, it's very hard to know what to do. And I'll explain to you why. You got 500 hamantash. And you put all of them in the freezer. You plan to give it tomorrow to the other liaison, yeah? Now, it doesn't help to be machmir on one. Because you never know who is the one, could be the first guy, made a lot of hamantash. Kids, every hamantash, if you want to be machmir, you have to break from every hamantash a piece. Because maybe the Reuven that gave you hamantashes had kashir. Shimon didn't have kashir. Levi had kashir. Reuven didn't have kashir. So ain't a double safe. So it's not enough to say, okay, I'm choshish. I'm saying, Lemoshe, if you have three big, Lemoshe, a lot of times, and you have to know, I'm saying a lot of times, like people do, you know, like the birthday cakes. So you make like a lot of chocolate cakes, then you cut them for the kids. Because Hashem, you will know one day, yeah? Dear Take, a lot of times, you have a tziruv sal. I once came home, and saw three kids had birthday at the same time. So one decided, oh, everyone needed like for their, you know, one was five, one was six, one was seven. She needed a lot of, make a lot of cakes, and then to cut them, yeah? Because the whole fridge was full of chocolate cakes. One on each other. This is, dear, mamish was a tziruv sal. The trays, well, Mamash was not separate. There's one fit in the first tray, then the second tray was packed up. Everything was packed. Why I'm saying that? In bakeries, it's a lot like that. Some bakeries claim that even if they do big chocolate cakes, they don't have a kilo. They say, okay, you know, the small shear, but the real shear we don't have in the chocolate cake. So they say, chocolate cake, we said, is a cooler that has a lot of honey inside, and it's roig, and we have a small, and we don't do like this hotel, Mechama. They don't do like the hotel. You're right. Maybe they don't do like the hotel. They only make like these kind of trays. Oh, but you have 20 trays on each other. So this is the shayla, the moshul, that moving thing that have, you know, that all the hogalah standard. Could be it's called a tziruv sal. There's stack of mayas, not akpodin. I'm saying, it's not claw. This thing, I'm saying, Shlomo Zalman was very makel on it. And the Badatz came out a lot to be machmir on it. Now, I'm saying, it's a chumre. You know, some say, chalev is banazed the rabbonon, suffik the rabbonon, suffik if the people really took chalev, they didn't take chalev. But man, I'm saying, you can't say that it's also. It's important that Yeshiva Bachar will know the chumras that exist.
What's the loss of a car?
Same thing. They claim, the ones that bring down, they claim the same thing a car. I don't want to say it, but he brings down. נוסן כמה איסוס לתך כלי שיש בתך התפנס כגוין אורן שיש בו מדופים קלאזו וצ'ופס נחלו כבר הפויסקים האם הכלי מצרף ובויבת של מחיסוס החיצי מסגבויס והתפנס בפנים הכלי להלוך יש להפריש בו לא יברוך מיני מייפה נמצאים בכלי יברו לכו Hilamosh wants the tiny that even that he's machmir, the katchilat b'choishes in a fridge, even in separate shelves, but he says in a chocolate cake, val, esroiv, different things, he says, but not b'choishes to the badat and chocolate cakes, only in Rogalach and Hamantash. Chocolate cakes, anyway, we have roiv sweets, so we have azei vayim, but not b'choishes. So I'm saying again, avad lekatchile, when we do tziruf sal, we have to know. I want to know tziruf sal is even for a second. Meaning to say, a lot of times you don't realize, you know, the kids before they put the fridge, all the hamantash they pour in, you know, the one big basket. Even for 1 minute, it's called really tziruf sal.
And after tziruf sal, every cookie adds a
new. No, but the problem is that you don't know who was mafrish challah from the hamantash and who was not.
No, one was.
No, so all of them are chayim. One challah. You don't mafrish from every cookie.
And tomorrow put in another cookie.
If you're ready mafrish, no. But if not, yes. If you're ready mafrish, this is potus. So now it's not mitzaref.
It's not this year we even mafrish now also.
Right, so you don't have to. So I'm saying, the halacha you have to know, because I'm telling you, by mitzias, I saw in a lot of places, a lot of mishloach monos, the hamantash get right away mixed up, and it's not. You don't need a lot.
Tziruf sal needs to be
kosher. What? Tziruf sal, but it's a kilo 200. Kilo 200 is it's not a lot. It's a kilo regular, a little bag. It's really a kilo.
Flour.
I'm saying hamantash is very stick flour. I'm saying regular is not so much flour, but hamantash and these achim that come after Purim and the ma'isa again, it's a suffix. Now, lekatchile, and again, you have to understand why it's so important, because when you don't know the halachas of tziruf sal, maybe we'll go to the next part. When a person bakes, here bats and the problem starts. A person bakes a dough. So he makes a big dough, he has 2 kilo, 3 kilo dough. Now, he's doing it al manas lechalek. This dough that he does, he's not planning to use in one Shabbos. She wants to do 2 challahs this week, 2 challahs next week, 2 challahs in another 2 weeks. This is called the Oise Iso al Menas Lechalek. The Maise Tzamachlekes. The Iker Adin the Chazanish learns that al Menas Lechalek is only what happens a lot of time, the Brocha Lebatola that happens in the kindergartens, that they make a big dough. And then every kid takes to his house a little dough and they bake it in their own house. The afroshes challah they make together with the moira, and then everyone gets a challah. There, when the moira finishes to say the bracha, it's kedai say Baruch Shem Kavoy Malchus Eloi Lavoy, because it's called Yisrael Menas Lechalek. Then lekule alma we don't make a bracha because it's made to divide. Now the question is, what happens? You yourself are doing it a menas lechalek. So the Chazanish holds that in your own house, Me'ikar Adin Rui Paskin is Noam Menas Lechalik. Menas Lechalik means to give it to different people. But it's a big shaila. Lemaisen, but I'm going to report him, the Achroi of the Poskim is like this. If the woman decides that she doesn't want to make all of the chalas in 1 week, she wants to make the chalas in a couple of weeks. So if an Evi vouch that she's leaving for every week she has a shiur chale, it's not a problem. But if not, it's called Isa Asuya Menas Lechalek, and Memele you mafrish with Alda Bracha. Only if an Evi piece you have Geshir. Now, but if Lama Zogan, she's not planning to give it every week. But what she's planning to do is, she's planning to give it all to all the Eniklach. She has 5 married kids. She's a Taira Bobbe. Yeah, she does Chalas. Everyone gets 2 Chalas. So Luchure, someone has Lechalek. But there again also, Me'ikar HaLocha, the Poskim hold that she could make a Broche if she gives it out after it's baked. But if she gives it out when it's dough, then for sure she cannot make a bracha. Some are machmir, even so, that she will try to have kishir by her to make the bracha and not to give out. But the ikar adin, if she gives it out after she baked, it's okay. Now, be'etzem, the shaila is, forget about giving out. Be'etzem, she has dough. She's planning to make now 20 chalas. So the chur, she's also menas lechalek. She's not going to have them together. So the Torah says, abavai lemaise, all of them she's going to eat herself. This is not called menas lechalek, and we pass in the maise that she could mafrish chalek with a broche. Some say that lekatchila is the inyan when she finished to bake the chalas to put them in a bag to have a tziruf sal. No, it's not coming as lechalek. She's planning to put them together in a tziruf sal. Now, there's another aloch in afrosh aschale. This is very important.
Why is it a bakery?
Oh, so the poskim asked the kasha. The Mishnah says that why bakery is not coming as lechalek? Because if he will not find customers, he will use everything for himself. So you're asking why a private person, we don't say it. So there's different svaros in the Rishonim to explain why nachtoim is not common as lechalek. Only because sometimes he sells everything to one person, different as beirim. It's a mishneh that the bakery is not common as lechalek. That is the reason the bakery is chayev. Now, even that la'alocha we say that a person is chayev, is la'alocha lekatchil ein mafrishim shaloi min amukef. Ve'im hifrish the chale is a chale. Even that we said now, tziruf sal is mitzarev. But if already has the shiur chale, you don't have to put them together, right? But lekatchile b'shas de'afrosh as chale has to be min amukef. What is min amukef? What is me'akev is that will be in the same room in front of you, near each other. If not, you over a isur shaloi min amukef. Lekatchile, they have to be mamish in one bag. So b'meile, I'm trying to explain. When you mafrish chalas and matzahs, today most of the bakeries mafrish before they give it to you. But if the chalas are not mufrish, so even if Lama Zogin in the bakery, the matzahs had a tziruf sal, and you mafrish erev Pesach, lekatchila put a plastic bag around it, that it will be considered min amukef. And it's the inyan lekatchila to be mafrish min amukef. Even that, again, tziruf sal is the mechayev. The matzahs a lot of time are already chayev. They don't need your chiyuv. They're chayev already. They're chayev. The matzahs are chayev already. Because in the bakery, they put them together. But we call them b'shas de'afroshe, it's important to take all the boxes down from the fridge, all the boxes, on a moshul, chale. Sometimes a person, his wife was not mafrish chale, he comes home, he's mafrish chale. No. You take out from the fridge all of the chalas, everything that has to be mufrish, you put it like a tchila in one basket or one tablecloth, and then you mafrish chala. This is called the halacha, that like a tchila it has to be מן המוקף. Now, as a machlekes, if yesh bile or ain bile, we paskin lemaise b'diavad yesh bile, we paskin, but it's a big shayla be'etzem. Was a maise when I was a bocher in Ponovich. Some guys came to Yerushalayim, was the Levi for Reb Nochem. So they came to Ponovich. They came to Yerushalayim. When they finished, they went to Angel with a big nechalas. Baruch Panovich wanted a tour to see the place. They came into the place where the tour, where they do the nechalas, and they saw like a big place, you know, mamish, hundreds of kilos of dough, mashgiach stands. Says the shagishom, says an afrish chalom mina iso, and then you pull it off. This is our meaning, lebaisa, we put it in the air, we don't cut it off completely, we make the broche, and then we pull it, and then we say, harei zu chala. It's different minogim, this is minag ashkenaz. Lehafrish chala mina isa, and then you take it off and you say, harei zu chala. If you took it off before and you said, harei zu chala, it's a shal if you could make the broche already. Again, to make the broche, you could put your hands, almost to cut it, not to cut it completely, to say the broche, Lafish Chav and Ha'isa, the Sfarim say Lafish Truma, and then we say Arei Zuchale, they say Arei Zutruma, and then you, but if you say it before, you cannot make the bracha. The Mashgiach stands there, and the way it works in all the bakeries, the Mashgiach is not allowed to throw away the Chale. He puts it on the table, and they count. Moshe Nafosh, in Matzah Bakery, this is what they do. Every bash, they take out one, and numbers are going to do 20 bashes today, and at the end of the day, they count if he has 20 pieces of Chale. If he doesn't have 20 pieces of challah, he knows he missed out one time to mafresh challah. So this is the way it's mesud on all the ashgochas. Every challah that he puts it out, so you have 20. Lemoshel, another aloche. Just trying to cover b'ktzor the alochas. Only the bailim could be mafresh challah. If you're not the bailim, you can't be mafresh challah. Lemoshel, a little kid, chlal cannot be mafresh challah before he's 12. 12 by a boy, 11 by a girl, but the evidence is challah. On a moshul, you're in a house, and they're baking, a couple bochum together, they come to the family's house, and they're baking, you know. And the bochum decide to make a cake. There's one bochum, obviously more fruit from all the bochum, and he's in charge of the challah. It's not so sure if he's allowed to be mafresh challah, he has to get permission from the bailim. Even if the family lets the kid to cook, aber reshus to mafresh challah, you have to have from the bailim. Pashas, the son that is cooking in the house, cannot give a reshus to be mafresh challah. Could be the kid, the parents let the kid to do b'teich habayis, could be, you could be saimech, also not so poshut, but could be the kid could be saimech and the parents let him. But the kid will give permission to someone else, you have to call your parents and ask permission to be mafresh challah.
He did it himself.
What?
He did it himself.
Who is the kid? Yeah. I said, the kid be pashut is good, the katchil is even to ask the parents.
He's going to be telling the kid's age?
No, the shayla, the parents are the bailim of the isa. The kid doesn't have reshus.
Yeah, but if you only like your right, like
you're
in charge of the house.
I said, if it's the ki'ilu de memana you, if the ki'ilu memana you, so then you could. But like a tchila, you have to ask permission. But if they're not memana you, the moshul, I explained to you what I mean to say. You come to a place, the matzav room. So he said, you know what, I'm in the kitchen, I'll take care of the matzav. You can't. You have to ask permission. You can't be mafresh challah. You can't be mafresh challah. You come to a restaurant, all these places, you want the mafresh challah. So the motion, the baker and the matzah, you have to know, if you call someone you didn't pay, you don't own the matzahs, right? The mashgiach gets permission from the owner of the bakery. But the motion, you come a chabura to do matzahs, you don't own the matzahs till you pay. So you have to go to the owner of the place to ask permission. That people were mafresh challah was also bochel levatole, and the ma'aser was mafresh challah.
Mashgiach has the right to tell somebody else.
Mashgiach has the right if they gave him the right.
To tell somebody else.
If they gave him the right, but if they didn't give him the right, not.
It's interesting.
It's a shock. 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 It's a באתם לדעתם, שלוחכם לדע איתכם תחומס, איזה יפסה הלוכה בשליחס מכל מקום, אם שדה משגיח מוזמאף רשחל So they look, they're amazed in this place. 300 kilo pours, becomes bread, and it goes into the line, into the oven. But the problem is that some breads in the edge of the line, you know, don't come out so well. So there is a worker there that collects off all the breads that didn't come out properly. When he has a good amount, he throws it into one of the mixers. And it mixes again, and it pours out. Again, it mixes again, pours out, the mashgiach comes and says, "Hey, zechal." So they went over to the Mashgiach, they told him, could be the piece that you're taking out was already mufar shchala from before. So it's meptu al achiv. So memele, you can't eat chala, you can't, memele, the chala is nishkin chala. Mashgiach didn't know what is meptu al achiv, you don't know what is meptu al achiv. Lemaise, it's a machlek as if yesh bile or ain't bile. We pass in avada in a mixer, the true of thy advice, a mixer that turns such amount of times, lekula alma yesh bile, and we pass that we could nemtzachon for sure, that when he took off chale, he for sure took off from the place that is also chayv b'chale again, and that part is batel. I'm trying to explain.
Why isn't everything batel because it's in the back?
Because yesh lo matirim is not batel, I'm sure. No, yesh lo matirim is not batel. But mikol mekoyim, You can't be chayiv. Bitul is not mechayiv, it's only patres. Mikol Mokai, I'm trying to explain. You have to know when you mafrish chala, matzis lemoshel. Sometimes you have matzis from different bakeries. Or if someone was mafrish in one and not mafrish on the other, it's min haptur al achiv. But Mikol Mokai, the matzis bederek klal, even if the chayiv, they're already in his chayiv, it's siluf sal. אבל זה הלוכה לכתחיל את העם מן המוקף ומילא, you have to put them together and when you put them together then אין החנמי it's considered מן המוקף and I'm saying לכתחיל, you cover them and then now, you have to know it's a difference in ישראל and חוץ לארץ what happens in Pesach if a lot of times the Seder comes and you realize that you are not מפריש חלה so in חלה, חוץ לארץ it's not a problem you eat and you מפריש it after it חלה, so it's ישראל It's a bigger problem, you're not allowed to eat. It's like Isul Tevel to eat without the afrosh as chale. We'll stop there.